Tantor Audio presents Werewolf in Las Vegas by Vicki Lewis Thompson. Narrated by Abby Craden. Chapter 1. Everyone in Vegas who'd heard about tonight's poker game said Luke Dalton was crazy, as he sat across the table from Benedict Cartwright in a staged venue that provided room for 200 paid spectators. Luke briefly questioned his own sanity. But regardless of the game's outcome, the status quo would change, and that was all he cared about. He challenged Benedict to this winner-takes-all poker game, the deed to Luke's Silver Crescent Casino against the deed to Cartwright's neighboring bar, Howlin' at the Moon. The casino was worth 20 times more than the bar, but the Moon was a Cartwright family treasure, a Vegas landmark built 30 years ago by Harrison Cartwright, Benedict's late father. Luke lived in the Silver Crescent's penthouse, which meant he had to lay eyes on that damned bar every single day and be reminded that Harrison Cartwright had driven Luke's dad, Angus, to his grave at the young age of 56. Angus had died on Christmas Day, thrusting Luke abruptly into the position of CEO of Dalton Industries. The feud between Angus and Harrison must have taken its toll on both men, because Harrison had died a week later, on New Year's Eve. For 3 long months, Luke had struggled with the pain of living next to a Cartwright property. Tonight, he'd either win it, and then maybe even bulldoze the building, or he'd lose the Silver Crescent and change his place of residence. Either way worked for him, but he'd prefer to win. They'd been at it for almost 2 hours, with the piles of chips shifting back and forth across the table. Cartwright, whose blonde good looks made him a favorite with the ladies, had just won a hand that put him up a little.